I mean, historically, training camp, that there's always a jump when you go to pads. Not always this year. Year four, we're into this format where you have the two shell practices, practices one and two. So, definitely practice will look different tomorrow. It'll be longer. It'll be a longer practice. We purposely started out with a shorter, shorter workload. One and two, just with the players coming off of the four-week break, because obviously there's variation of where each guy's at. So now you get a chance to work with everybody for 2 days, get a feel where they are, and that's all part of getting the reps and getting everything worked out. So yeah, I definitely think the intensity will go to a different level tomorrow.
Is there anything in particular you look for,
Mike,
that first day
pass that you're keeping an eye on? Well, to me, I'm My primary focus on the field is making sure the practice structure, the tempo, the things we're trying to get out of each drill is done correctly. So, and that's normal. I mean, pretty much my corrections last night to the team were more in tune with what exactly the expectations of each and every drill are. Make sure we're hitting those targets, and that'll be the same today. And tomorrow will be probably no different, because it's obviously a different practice than the first two.
What has Dayton showed you so far, and what are you looking for from him in his second game?
I'd say Dayton's stronger. He looks explosive. Frankly, when he came in here last year, I thought he had some impactful moments. You see more consistency and that type of performance from him. So, but once again, it's individual performances is not something really at the tip of my tongue right now, because just the way we've been practicing the last 2 days, and you just really want to get things to look right. And there's individuals that are making plays, and that's great. But tomorrow is really the first step.
What's wrong with Jamari Lattimore?
Jamari had a stomach illness today.
Mike, can you just reflect?
Well, Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien, you have two men that we're familiar with. Obviously, we have a longer history with Matt, and Matt's had the opportunity to go, be here, go away, come back. So it's like anything in life, you gain experiences from your own experiences and experience shared with others. So, but he's done a very good job, and particularly when he came in last year, got caught up to speed, because the offense did change since he had left. So now with that going through the off-season program, you can see he feels very comfortable. Matt's steady as they go. And Scott has a lot of those same characteristics. Scott really didn't have the chance to learn the offense from A through Z. He came from a totally different terminology-based system in his first two opportunities in the league. Now he's had a chance to go through the whole offseason. Work ethic, knocks it out of the park. And you're seeing the benefits of that. So I think they're both are very comfortable, not only with the people they're working with, but what we're asking them to do.
Are you trying to give Tolzien kind of an equal number of reps?
Reps have been pretty much, pretty equal.
Mike, what does the training or medical staff think the importance of those, I don't know, their Jell-O tablets or whatever those things that you're
it, it's an energy source. We started it last year, so it's the second year of doing it during the TV timeouts.
You did that last year?
Yes. It's really something that we have here in the cafeteria that they've added to the on the field. So it's something that we've used.
You said on Friday that you were going to be adding someone either to conditioning. Is that
PR director slacking? So I'll let him get his act together.
Mike, you talked the other day about the potential of this offensive line. What do they have to do?
I mean, every offensive line that I've been around and the ones you observe, throughout the league, when they line up and play 16 games together, that's a damn good offensive line. I mean, that's the availability, I think, is the most important. If you're looking for a pecking order of what we must do, availability is very important, because they'll just continue to grow and get stronger and stronger each week. Experience level, I think our guards, both Josh and TJ are just, excellent, exceptional football minds now with their experience and their physical ability. So I think there's as good as there is in the league. It's great to have Brian back. You know, we got great, you know, competition throughout the tackles. I've been very impressed with both our young setters. So, I mean, physically, it's they've done a lot of really good things, and you know, I'm anxious to see them compete in a more, you know, realistic environment starting tomorrow. And obviously, the preseason games will tell a lot. But just to in all the way through, I mean, I really like our young guys. I really like the way our older guys help our young guys. I think the dynamics of that room is exceptional. So, and that's what you're looking for, because it's, you know, it's a group that you want to be fighting to keep 9, 8, 9, 10, 11 offensive linemen each year, because, you know, it's a big man's game. You know, you never have enough big guys, and those guys are the hardest to find when you hit hard times.
Mike, the safety group struggled last year, and you got Micah Hyde back there, and you got Burnett, and you got Ha-Ha. What are you looking to see from that group in training camp?
Well, you know, Morgan is just an outstanding pro. So, you know, I look for his leadership, you know, to go up even more. I thought he took a step last year. I think the criticism's been production, and I think if you just watch those, particularly those three, athletically, we feel very confident of the efficiency of their play will be much better than last year. You know, Sean Richardson, I've been very impressed with the first 2 weeks. I think he's now back. You know, things that he showed before his injury. I think that first year coming back is always a tough one for players when they come back from major injuries. I've been impressed with Sean, and Chris Banjo looks great. And you know, I'm anxious to see the young guys when we get into the live action.
How's Hyde looking at that adjustment?
Seamless. I mean, Micah Hyde's a football player. I think you can line him up anywhere. You really can. So he's he's had the off season to learn the position to get the communication down, which is so important in our system. And he's a playmaker.
Mike, how does Corliss look since he's been able to get back?
He looks okay. I mean, he obviously missed a bunch of time. Andrew Corliss missed a bunch of time in the off season. So he's getting his feet underneath him. I thought he's put together two solid days of work.
You have that pass under pressure period. I guess I'm just curious what you have. It's like 11-on-9. I guess what's the thinking there?
It's I mean, do you know the names of our periods?
I did listen to Sean.
Oh, well, I mean, it used to be 7-on-7, you know, a skeleton, some people call it. We just added a pass rush element to it, so it's the same period for the perimeter, where we have it's a two-man rush, more emphasis on more pass rush and more pass protection.